Miracy.
Hello, I'm Abe Crystal, one of your hosts for Course Lab, and I'm here with a special episode. You listen to Course Lab because you want to learn how to make online courses that are more impactful for your students and successful for you. Danny Eney and I appreciate the opportunity to really dive into the design of a course to help you take away what's most relevant for your own course. So that's why we thought you might be interested in a brand new show that just joined the Miracy FM podcast network. It's called Once Upon a Business, and it's hosted by our good friend and colleague, Lisa Bloom, the Story Coach. In Once Upon a Business, Lisa reaches into a fairy, folk, or traditional tale, and she pulls out the business and growth lessons that you could apply to your own course and course business. And to give you a taste of the show, I'm running an episode from that podcast right here in your feed. I chose this particular episode because the tailor in the story creates something beautiful, hits a wall, but then iterates and keeps going. Sound familiar? Just keep listening and you'll hear exactly what this new show is all about.
There once was a tailor who spent his life making beautiful clothes for other people to wear. He made clothes out of soft velvet, shiny satin, and he used beautiful threads of silver and gold to make pretty dresses and splendid shirts and ever so many other things. One day, when he was cleaning up his shop, he found a box of beautiful cloth scraps left over from the fine clothes he had made over the years. None of the pieces were big enough to make anything by themselves, but if he sewed the scraps together, there was enough to make something. Hi, I'm Lisa Bloom, the Story Coach, and you're listening to Once Upon a Business. Each episode, we're going to explore a story, a fairy tale, folk tale, or traditional story, so that we can discover the amazing lessons relevant for business and for entrepreneurs. And so the tailor, having gathered together the beautiful scraps, began to sew. He stitched and he sewed and he sewed and he stitched. And by the morning time, he had made himself a beautiful coat. Now, when he wore his coat into the market, everyone admired it so much that the tailor decided to wear the new coat everywhere. And that's what he did. He wore it and wore it and wore it until it was all worn out. Or was it? He looked closely at his coat and wondered if there was enough good cloth left in it to make something. That evening, he stitched and he sewed and he stitched, and by the next morning, he had made a very fine jacket. When he wore his new jacket, everyone admired it so much that the tailor decided to wear it everywhere. And that's what he did. He wore it and wore it and wore it until it was all worn out. Or was it? He looked carefully at the jacket and wondered if there was enough good cloth in it to make something. That evening, he stitched and sewed and he sewed and he stitched, and the next morning he had finished making a very fancy vest. Everyone admired it so much that the tailor decided to wear the fancy vest everywhere. And that's what he did. He wore it and wore it and wore it until it was all worn out. Or was it? He looked carefully at the vest and wondered if there was enough good cloth in it to make something. He stayed up all night, and he stitched and he sewed and he sewed and he stitched, and by the morning time, he had made a beautiful hat. The hat was so fine and sparkling that the tailor decided to wear his new hat everywhere. And that's what he did. He wore it and wore it and wore it until it was all worn out. Or was it? When he looked at the hat, there was not much material left in it, but he wondered. That night, he stitched and he sewed and he sewed and he stitched, and he made himself a beautiful button. In fact, it was so beautiful that he wore it everywhere. He wore it and wore it and wore it until it was all worn out. Or was it? The tailor took the ragged button in his hands and held it up to the sunlight where the sparkling thread shone brightly. Just then, a wind came up, and before he could close his hands, the threads from the button floated up and away. He was so sad. Was there nothing left? But then he realized there was something very precious left from his beautiful coat. It was this wonderful story. Stories always take us on a journey from one place to the next. Sometimes this journey is literal, sometimes it's metaphorical, but always we find ourselves transformed. This story, The Tailor's Coat, originating from Europe, takes us through a literal transformation of the pieces of cloth, and yet somehow teaches a powerful lesson. In this episode, as always, we'll explore the layers of meaning in story, so we can discover more of the hidden wisdom in these tales, and, I hope, leave you to consider what this story may mean to you. The story of the tailor appeals to the innovator in us, and also the conservationist, as this talented maker of beautiful clothes tries again and again to make use of what's left of his creations. What I love about the story is how it appeals to not just the creation of something from nothing or something from very little, but actually the crafting of stories. How we can take the most mundane and repetitive actions in our day and turn these into fascinating stories. In this case, it's the repetition and the innovation that makes for an interesting story, leaving us wondering each time, what will he make now? And by the end of the telling, we understand that there's no need for waste, and ultimately, if your actions become a story, well, the material lasts forever. And likewise, as an entrepreneur or in business, our actions can become stories, and the story has lasting impact. It does speak to a common entrepreneurial journey. Many of us start out working for someone else and give them everything we've got. Perhaps the tailor finally deciding to make something for himself is similar to the entrepreneurial desire to begin to create a business for ourselves. We take the scraps, the skills that we've developed, the experience that we've gained, and we launch our own business. Leaving my corporate career, I wondered, you know, what could I possibly do next? And I thought about all the experience I'd had and the things I could possibly weave and stitch together that would be marketable, that had a potential to be a business. Initially, for me, it was coaching. I realized that the experience I'd had in my corporate training and development was enough to explore what coaching might mean as a business. But then I also realized that storytelling was something that I was really good at and people needed. But it was a kind of stitching together to see what emerged, to see what was possible. And that's how I became the story coach. By stitching together my skills, my experience, and talent to create something quite new. I think that's why I love this story, because it feels like something I've done, and I've done many times. I love how the tailor is so proud of his creation. He decides to wear it all the time and ultimately wears it out. It's like how we create something as an entrepreneur. We tend to work on it and work on it, and sometimes beyond the time when it's still useful. And then we realize we need to reinvent ourselves to make something new. Just like the tailor, we need to take the scraps of what we've done, shed what's not working, and find the new thing from what's left. Actually, I think it's part of what's required to be an entrepreneur, to be able to constantly reinvent, to always find the creativity to create something new. And there's also a point here about being worn out. I see how relevant it is to entrepreneurs. We can wear ourselves out, and we can find ourselves overselling something that's no longer offering value. It's a trap we can fall into that can have a really bad impact on our business. And this speaks to me very personally. Firstly, I've worn myself out many times over the years, found myself working too hard or tried to push out a course or a program that's no longer really attracting the right audience or even any audience. Rather than figuring out what's not working, just trying harder to get it out. And that's the point where we all need to go back to our workrooms, like the tailor, and spend time stitching and sewing and stitching and sewing and spend time in our creative space to figure out what might work better. So one of the lessons, I think, from the story, The Tailor's Coat, is really never to assume something is over before it's over. Never to assume that something is finished, that there's always pieces that can be pulled together and we can make something out of almost nothing. I think it's an incredibly important skill for an entrepreneur, for anybody running a business, to be able to know that creating something out of nothing is always possible. And it's often the way forward because it's out of the scraps of what's been done before. It's out of almost the missing pieces that are not quite there that we can actually bring our creativity and bring our determination and bring our vision to create something really wonderful, really brand new and really beautiful. And then we can walk around the town with it. You know, we can be proud. We can step out and we can wear it until it's almost worn out, but not quite. So I worked with a woman some years ago who had left a career of 25, 30 years where she'd gone into an organization really as an assistant and had ended up on the senior management team. She'd done extremely well. But at some stage, she wanted to leave the organization and wanted to become a coach. And she did some coach training. She actually started her business. But she was really struggling to feel completely credible in the role. She felt like she was new. And so every time she would look for clients or clients would come to her, she felt almost apologetic that she was brand new in this and maybe couldn't quite offer what others could offer because she was so new. And we started working together, and I wanted to explore this because here was a woman who, for her entire career within her organization, had been the person people came to for advice, for coaching, for mentorship. She was certainly not new in this role, and yet somehow she had taken on this persona, this perspective, that she couldn't really step into this new career because she was new. I'm reminded of her because I think what we began to do was really to stitch together, to sew together all the pieces of experience and credibility that came from her corporate career that she could pull into this new role, to this new business. And once she managed to connect all the dots and to really pull together all those pieces and create the fabric of who she actually was in this role, then suddenly her confidence came back and she could really step into it in a completely different way. And the amazing thing was, it was so fast after that, because I remember after a couple of meetings and she really began to embrace this idea that there was this fabric of credibility, this fabric of who she had been her entire career that was simply being offered in a different way. Within a couple of weeks of this happening, she actually closed so much business that she had to start a waiting list for clients. And, you know, this was in May and the waiting list really was for the following year. So she'd pretty much booked herself out for the entire year. It was a phenomenal impact. I'm Lisa Bloom, and you've been listening to Once Upon a Business. You can find out more about me at story-coach.com. That's story-coach.com. Once Upon a Business is part of the Miracy FM podcast network, which also includes Making It, Just Between Coaches, and Course Lab. This episode of Once Upon a Business was produced by Cynthia Lamb, Jeff Govertson assembled the episode, and Danny Inney is our executive producer. So you don't miss the episodes that are coming up on Once Upon a Business, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And if you like the show, please leave us a starred review. It really does help us out.